The Iran Daf Peyam Ad Aleph Iboyilahu Baal Shahirid Arisin Tachtov. A Baal that hired Arisim in place of him, that means he was married, the Baal, and the, he has a schus in the Peiris, and he hired Arisim to be mashbiach the field. They were mashbiach the field, and now there's an agreement with Anoris, he gets a percentage, machzeh, l'shlish. Then, lemaise, he gave his wife a get, so a machzeh of, so by him there's a psak of masha hoitzi hoitzi, and mashaloch aloch, and he doesn't have anything. So if they're supposed to get a half of what he got, so that they're not going to get anything. So the Gemara clause are shayla, adaita de baal nochis, that their whole yirid into the karka was to take a half of the peiris that the baal is going to get. So if that's the cheshbon, istalek le baal, now the Baal isn't getting anything from the Peiris, he gave her a get. Istaliko lohu, so they also don't get anything. Oidilma adaita da'are nochis. They went in to be mashbiach de kalke. Va'are ki kaime la'arise kaime. That means the kalke needs an oris. And the second tzad is that they should mum from the isha. That means the Baal gave her a get. They were mashbiach the karka. So memele, they can mum from her something. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, shahirid arisen benichse ishtoi, litel marze oishlish. That was the obmach. They're going to get a half or a third of the peiris. V'omad v'girshem yishoch al kima. Now he gave his wife a get, so he's ending up with nothing. Mau sheyitlo harisim kefi shvochom. Do the harisim get the way they were mashbiach? Do you say adaita de baal nochis? Hu hichnisam v'loihi. He brought them in. He hired them. He made the upmach with them. V'chi istalik lei baal. So now the baal is out of the picture. He doesn't have a schus in the peiris. Istalka inhu. So they're also out of the picture. V'loi shoklu midi. They won't take anything. Ki dine. They'll have the same halacha that he is. D'masha hoitzi hoitzi. U'masha ochal ochal. That means that's his din, even though a lot was invested in the karka, he cannot get anything after the get. So memele, and he hired them, so that, adaita, the baal, that was the whole understanding. That if he'll have peiris, they'll get a chelik in his peiris. They also realize, could be he won't have peiris. They were well aware this could also occur. So then they won't get anything. They took the gamble. Or do you say that there's another ballast over here? The kalke is larisi kaime. Im loy heridem abal, if the baal would not have hired them, I say, I may read the Lesecha Arisen. So she, Al Kolchoch, would have found it necessary to bring Arisen into the field. So Lemai said, they're doing the work that had to be done. So Kaponim, they should get a chelik of the Shvach. Maskif Lorove Baravchono. So Rav Bavchonon asked, that means you have a tzad, you don't get anything. Maishna mea yoyrid l'seich soda chaveiroi v'noto sheloi bershus. Shomeloi v'yodo al tachtoine. So the din is, if I'm mashbiach Yanim's field, I invested, and Yenne received the Shvach, Al Koponim, I get something. I get a Tzor Shir Shvach. That Al Koponim, I invested in this Karkis, Al Koponim, as much as I has invested, if that created a Shvach in the field, so that I'm entitled to get back. So why should this be worse? So the Gemara says, Hosom leke inish de Torah. Over there, there's nobody that would be matriach. That means that, so we come to the Balakarke. That means you have to hire someone, you have a field that needs work to be done in it. So I did it. You didn't hire me, but Al Koponim, this is a service that was needed to be done in this field. So you have to pay me Al Koponim Shireitzo. Hoche Ike Baal de Torah. Here she tells them, I didn't need you at all. You know, if you wouldn't have worked, my husband would have done it. You made Kalya over here. I mean, why should I pay you anything? Imagine if my husband would have done everything what you would have done. And now he gives me a get. So what would be the din? Masha haitzi haitzi masha chaloch. I wouldn't have to pay a penny. That means all this that you had done, I could have received for nothing. That means that my husband would have done it, so I would get the shvach without paying a penny. So, Mamela, you came in. I didn't tell you to come. I don't need you. So why should I have to pay you? That's a taina. Hochi kebal de Torah. Let us see what Rashi says. Leke leman de Torah. Shomen loy v'yodel tachtoy l'itoy yitzi kishir shvach leman b'tzi b'shayl. That was the Gemara's kasha. How could this be? So the Gemara answers, there's a tremendous difference over the Leke Laman de Torah. Roze, this Oris who went in on his own accord, Shleihoye Ish Mashbichon. No one was Mashbiach this field. V'yorad lehem. Umayv Sidon, did I make you lose anything? You didn't lose anything because of me. Fakert, you got a shvach for me. Ilkach yitziyah shir shvach mi yishoyle, so give me the yitziyah shir shvach. But oche ikebal shiyatrich behem. Here there's a bal that whatever you did, what you had done, he could have done. V'omro lohu, so she tells them, iloi nachsisu atum, if you would have not have come in, I hu ovid, so he would have done it. V'lehavi shokel, hashtemidi, and if he would have done the work, so then I wouldn't have to pay a penny. So memele, so why should I have to pay you? That means for you coming, I didn't need you. This could have all been done for me without me paying a penny. So why should I have to pay you? So the Gemara answers as follows. May have you a lot. Omar Avuna bereid Rav Yeshua chazina. We'll see. I bal orisu. If the bal is competent, he could have done it himself. So then, istalik lebal istalka lohu. That means then she is 100% right. That means she doesn't owe them a penny. She didn't need them. The Baal could have done it. The Baal was lazy, didn't want to do it. So one from the Baal. And for Kert, that was the understanding. They realized that the Baal is hiring them to give them a percentage of the payers he's going to get. If he'll end up without payers, so they won't get anything. That is, if the Baal was competent and he could have been an oris. I Baal lav orisu, but what if the Baal is not an oris? That means the Baal the Baal could never have been mashbiach the felt. is Agel Arisa Kaima. So then, in order that the field should produce things, it was Zicha necessary to hire a Noris. That means the field needed a Noris, and it could not have been done through the Baal. So Memele, so then the Mon from her, Al Kaponim, Heitzor, Shir, Shvach. Let us see Rashi. Ibalza orisu viyodeya betiv arisus. He knows the inyoni arisus. She'im lo yordu eilu hoyuhu atzmei oivdo. If they wouldn't have come, he himself would have done it. Istalkaluhu the omruluhu ko mafsidosili. You're mafsid me. I loy nachsisu. That means if you wouldn't have done it, so he would have done it, and it wouldn't have cost me a penny. Now that you're coming, so you want to be mafsid me, forget I don't owe you anything. But if he's not an oris, so then they're coming with a tain al kaponim, give us aitzor shir shvach. Let us see Taisvis, Istalik Lebal, Istalkaluhu. Like Taisvis, Afal Gavdom Rinen Hasechas Apoyo Lases Bishaloi. Ver O Bishal Chaber. A person hired Apoyo to work for him, and he didn't show him his property, Ver O Bishal Chaber. Is nice and lois chori mishulam. So then, you hired me, and that when you showed me someone else's karke, that means I worked for you, a daita that you're going to pay me, shimachuyiv to pay me. So lechayre, so the same thing should be here also. Now he's tining that what, that I'm not getting any payers. And what if he showed him yenim's karke and he's also not getting anything, but he's mechuyiv to pay the normal rates. So what is the difference over here? Yesh loim b'dahocha harisen yoydin shahakarka shal ishehi. There's a moira de kechilik, because here they know the karka belongs to the isha. And they know that it is possible, he says, I'll give you a percentage of the peiris. And they know it's possible he won't get peiris. Ba'manas kei nichnesu she'im tizgarish. V'yavsed ha-baal ha-keil ain't lehem olav klum. D'zehim yoydim sha-baal ha-yeniach melegarish ishtoy bishvilom. I mean, that they know, that just that they should have a schiras, if he holds, it's important to give her a get, their schiras, their percentage in the peiris will not be a sibi, shouldn't give her a get. Bedatom lafsidimoy kibin shaloi hisnu. So, since they didn't make any tnoyim, and forget here there was no hidden clauses, they knew everything. He told them what the facts are, and I'm getting payers and you'll get a percentage of the payers. So, they realized that there is a possibility that we'll give her a get, and they won't have anything. So daita dahochi, they were masking themselves. The whole shaila is, if she's a balas dova, they can further from her out, the karka needs a noris. So that's totally how competent the husband is. A new shaila, iboyulahu, bal shemocha karka lepeiris, mal. What is the din? If the Baal sold the Kalka Lepeiris. Ma, mi amrinin mai de koni akni, do we say, verkehrt, he has a schus Kalka Lepeiris, so whatever he was kinder, he can sell to someone else. Aydul makit kina le rabbonon peiris lebal. They were mesakin yezeschus karka lepeiris mishum revach beisa. That means even though it's his, but they had the wife and zinin also mishum revach beisa. שיחנס הפרס לבייסוי, ויהי מוזן הבייס מוצוי, there'll be a lot of food in the house, ויהי תבלו, ודסי דרשי נמדר, ושמוך הקרק לפרס, מוך על אחרים, קרק המלוק שיעשה לקח, ויהיה לפרס. So ממילא, so that, it's, that means it was given to you, we're taking into consideration that if you'll have, automatically the Isha will have also. So that's why, so that was one of the factors of the takona of Nichsei Maluk. But if you're going to sell it, so Memele, so then she won't have. So the, to sell, you don't have a bailus. So we hear via machloikes amiroim. Yehuda mar ba mareim mishmei derova omar ma she'oso osui. It's sold. He sold it. It's sold. Now, papa yomar mishmei derova loy oso v'loy klum. It's not sold. Omar av papa hod Yehuda ba mar ba mareim lav befeirish itmar. That what Yehuda said, he heard from Rove that that Masha Osi Osi, it wasn't a beferish memra of Rove and this Shaila, alamiklole itma. There was a maise, and from that maise he derived that that's what Rove holds, but really it's no comparison. Dahi itse, there was a woman, the Ailale Legavre Tarti Amese. There was a woman that brought in, when she got married, she brought in the Nichsei Maluk, two Shvoches. Fine. Ozo Gavre, Nosiv Itse Achite, he married another wife. Ayolo Chode Minayu. And so he went and took one of the, there's two shvachas over here. Now the other wife didn't bring in anything. So memela, so to help the second wife, he took the shivches meluk from the first wife and gave it to the second wife. That's what he did. Oson asoy lekame derove tzofche. Now the first wife started to scream. She was furious. She brings in two shvoches, and he takes one of the shvoches and gives it to a tzoreh. I mean, that's mamish. Not only did he take a tzoreh, but he took one of her shvoches to be mishores, the tzoreh. So she started screaming, Layashkech bo, and Rove ignored her. Is man de chozisova, so the one who just saw this maise, so he was under the impression, Mishum desova masha oso osui. That Rove else, listen, it's his, the second shivch is his. He could do whatever he wants with it, so just like he could sell the shivch to be mishore someone, he can give it to his, to the tzore to be mishore so. So Mamel, that was the makir of Yehuda. But that's not pshat this maise. The pshat is take, they only were misakin that he is a schus achilas peiris mishum revach beise. Because to that he is peiris, there'll be a revach in the beise. So therefore, if he would sell it to someone, he'd take her out of the house, so the maise, enichanami wouldn't have any right to do it. But over here, v'ho korovach, here there is a revach beise. That means that that which she's helping the other wife, abo kaponim, the house will be more mesudadik. Lemaise, the pu'ulis that the second shivch is doing, is brings a siyu on the house also. So this is nothing with the shayla. What does Rashi say? La befereshit me leishoma mirove behedye. Tartiam also. Shivcheis melukoyu, vloi shamosom loy biksuboso. This was not shamos loy biksuboso. This was hers, and he is a schus achilas peiris. Ayu lochodeminayu, lishoris, lishni, to be mishoris, the second wife. עשוי כמייסה לכמי דרוב, מה שעושי עושי ואפילו נוסנו לאחרס לשימושו. It's his, whatever it is, he can do whatever he wants to. ולוי, לוי למשום רווח בייסה איסלה לרוב את הקונס פירס. So therefore a person is not בכוייך to sell the נכסי מלוק, the סחוס אכילס פירס to someone else. But Vahokarovach Beisa Shavati Yaisa Tzorche Abayis. She'll be doing Tzorche Abayis. There'll be a Revach in the Bayis. So that is why he's able to do this. Behilchese Lalocha we paskin. Baal Shemocha Kalkala Peres Loi Osa B'Loi Klom. Lamaisa we paskin, he's unable to sell the Nichsi Meluk Le Peres. My time. Is Abaya Omar a different time? Cheshinon Shema Tachsev. So Abaya says, Shema Tachsev, Hasode, maybe he'll be Peches, maybe he'll be Mekalkul the Sode. Das besondere Sach, Schleyochus aleikeach lezablo oletaivo. He will not invest any money to bury the sode. The Kosova, because this lekeach holds, lemocha nafkes minoi. That means this was only purchased lezman. He only bought a schus karka leperes. She'ein aguf shali. So that means as follows. Abaye said pshat that all the time when a person sells karka leperes, there's always this chash. That means the person who purchased it, that it's not his karka, he's interested in peres, so he'll work the karka to the bone. That means he'll try to squeeze out as much profit as possible, even though this will be detrimental to the karka. Was gate him on. So if a person sells karka leperes, that's his power. She wants to do it, you do it. But here, it's her karka. So he only has a schus achilas peres, but by selling it to someone that will have a schus karka leperes, I'm putting her karka in a matzev that it might become nifchas. I have no right to do this. Zogt Rashi weiter, aber Baal mitzape shebetomus hi bechayov. The Baal will never do this. That means even though the Baal is also only has a karka leperes, but there's a potential that this karke might become his. The yirash is gufa karke umishabeyach lo. That means the Baal won't do such a thing, realizing that he might be hurting himself, so it's worthwhile to invest in the karke, not to use it out completely, because he realizes the karke may become his, so it's not kedai to do such a thing. But a lekeach doesn't have such cheshbonis, so one has no right to sell it to a lekeach. That's the svar of Abaye. Rav Omar mishum revach beisa. Rav said the reason we had mentioned before that his whole bailus was only given to him, taking into consideration that if he'll have a ribui peiris, so in the bias will be a ribui peiris, and she'll be gaining from his schus achilas peiris. So therefore, it's only his when there's a rebach beise. But if he sells it, there's no rebach beise. In fact, the Gemara, mai benayu. So what is the difference between Abai and Rove? So the Gemara says three nafkaminis. Ike binayu aro de mekariv lemoso. If the sode is next to the city. So what does Rashi say? The mekariv lemoso, the chozyele kol shaito imasiflo. That means that the lekeach can be observed by the husband. So memele, so if he sees that in any way he's abusing the karke, so he'll step in and tell him you have no right to do this. So lechayre, we have to understand. So what's the problem? So it seems from this Gemara, it seems that if the husband is next to the karke, and he'll see Yen is abusing the karke, he won't let him do it. So he tells, listen, I bought the karke leperis, what's your geschäft? Was there any written agreement that I have to be mashbich the karke? So lechayre, from the Gemara would seem that's understood. I mean, if you're giving a karke, you can only use the karke, only it shouldn't be, your usage should not be detrimental to the karke. This is understood. You have no right to do this. So lechayre is kanshay laben. So if that's true, so let us say if the lekeach take did it, lechayre, so lechayre can slap matadin teire. You are mazik my kak. You no right to do this. So what's the whole problem? So she'll slap. If this will occur, she'll slap matadin teire. So it seems that's no way. So she should slap matadin teire until you get the money out of him. I mean, it's her kak, and don't be so. So breit on her karke, that means, and your karke can do whatever you want. On her karke, he'll be mazik, then she'll have to take that in teir and schlep, and it'll be if I schlep the crank. So forget, so therefore Abaye holds, he has no right to take her karke and sell it, and we'll have bitochen that if anything happens, we'll schlep him to din teir. So one afkemina is are the mekarev lamosa. A second afkemina is inami baal orisu. If the baal is the oris, that means the baal, it was sold, the peiris was sold to the lekeach, and the baal is the oris, he's taking care of the carcass. Rashi says, baal inami baal orisu kloimer shenoisin lelekeach peiris mizamonim. He gives the lekeach peiris, and he's the one that's working in the field. So koponim, so there's no chshash that the baal will be ma'abed the karke, and he's the one that's working there. So according to Abaye, this will be muta. The Rashba brings down the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel said that if he's the Oris, so according to Rav, it's also good because there's Revach Beise. He's bringing in his Doris. He's bringing in Machzeh Shlish Leviya. So the Rashba says he doesn't understand. So what's the nafkamina? He says, according to Rav, it's good. According to Abaye, it's also good. So my benayu. So he says, our kocher, he have to say that that's not called revach beis. He's only getting a percentage of the payers. That's not revach beis. That means the takon of revach beis was that he brings in all the payers and there'll be abundance of payers on the mailer. That's not called, a percentage is not called Rebach Beise. Or a third nafkamin is inami zuzi v'ko'ovet bu iske. The third nafkamin will be if the money, it means he sold the karka for peiris, and now the money that he received for the karka is investing in an iske. So that means that this sale will bring revachim, will bring revach beise. That means what's the difference if the revachim will be the peiris or the money that he invested, which will bring revachim, which will bring, that means if it will bring revachim in the house. sagt Rashi, nami Zuzi bekommt Boiske, Shabal oise schoire bemoi shekibo minalikayach. Und mistake behem, and he's doing business with the veike revach beise, so weitere bi revach beise, if he's making money with the, he's making profits with the money that he received for the schus peiris, as weitere revach beise. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Sheimeres Yovam Shenoflu lo Nechosim, Moidim Beishamay u Beisilu Shemecheres Vneisenes Vekayim. Now, at the present time, I would not want to go into the Tzdodei HaShaile, what this Mishnah is speaking about. There is a whole sugi in Yevomis that we're clarifying if the Yevom gets chusim, he doesn't get chusim, and this is a hachro in the sofik. Shemeres Yevom shenoflu lo nechosim. That means that she is a shemeres Yevom. She yarshined nechosim, and now there's a shaila because of the schusim that the yovon could be receiving, so she should not be able to sell the peiris. Or maybe he doesn't get schusim, which makes her unable to sell the peiris. So the shaila is she able to sell the peiris, or she's not able to sell the peiris? It's a sofik. It's moidim beishamei ubeisilo, the hachros a sofik is, shemeicheres v'naisenes v'kayim. That means the hachros a sofik is, she's considered a vadei in these nachosim, he is, there's a sofik if he got a schus in these peiris, so memele, so it's meicheres v'naisenes v'kayim. So the schus peiris of nichsei meluk, Kozman, she's a shemeres yovom, she can be mafkiyet from him. She could meicheres v'naisenes v'kayim. Meiso, now, she died before he was Miyabma. Mayasu biksuboso obnechosim anichnosim vayoitzim imo. There's again a sofik who yarshins her. We have a sofik of nichsei tzayim barzel and nichsei maluk. Let us see what Rashi says. Shenoflu lo nechosim kshi shemeres yov. Mayatnase biksu boso, binedunye, sheikhni soloi. She had brought in a nadin to her husband. Vishamosoi loi biksu boso. And we shot stop. So this is a chelik that, he has to give her. He was makabal achayis. They were Mishaya, they gave a certain value to the Nechosim she brought in, that's the Nadin. And he's Achroi, that when he dies or gives her a get, to pay back this Shume. V'shamoson loy b'ksuboso, so this is Nisham together with the Ksubi, that means he has to pay her this amount. V'kibol olav achayis, v'rashoi lohi tziyom. This, it seems, is a Shvera Rashi, the text of Mishlamelech, it would seem he's not permitted al kaponim lechatchila to sell them. There's an union of Shvach Beiso, if he gives her a get, she would rather have these nechosim back. But al kaponim, it would seem that Meikar Adin, that's, if she wants the nechosim, she says chuz gviya from the nechosim. But me, Keredin, it seems that the nechosim are his. and he has to just give her money. So what happens with the Nichsei Tzayim Ba'arzel? Ubenachosim ha-nichnosim ba-hayoytzim ima. And what happens with the Nichsei Nichsei Meluk? She'ein shomim oysam olof. Here, where there's no shuma how much he has to give her for these nechosim. Ve'einei rashoy leitziyam. He has no right whatever in the keren to sell them. We're talking about the husband now. We have a Shemer Shalom, but we're talking about that what she had brought into her husband. So this belonged to her. He was unable to sell them. Ela mishe nichnisa l'shusay nichnosen ima. L'shehi yaitza yaitzin ima. And now we have here a shaila, but she died. So what happens with the Nichsei Tzayim Ba'arzel and with the Nichsei Meluk? Who is going to get these nechosim? It seems there's a sofik and a loche. Is the Yovam b'koyach tiyash in these nechosim? Or do they go to her mishpachim? Is beishamei oimrim yachloiku yershei habal im yershei ha'ov? Now beishamei are only speaking about nichsei meluk. Beishamei started speaking about what's the din with nichsei tzayim ba'arzel, but he only is poishet what the din is with nichsei meluk, and it's yachloiku. They split the Yershei Ha'av and the Yershei Ha'bal split the Nichsei Meluk. Let us see what Rashi says. Beishamei oimrim b'yevom esper k'acholos k'maforish. Maishno reisha. There's a lot of problems in this Mishnah. One problem is maishno reisha k'shi kayemes. The loy pligi she'ein loy koyach b'em. Kozman she's alive. We had a suffix, does the Yavam have any schus in the Nichsei Meluk to prevent her from selling the Nichsei Meluk? And there we say, my cheres, when they send us v'kayim, Kozman, she's a lie. She's the whole Bailam. She's allowed to sell them. Umayshno seifok shemeso, when she dies, then we have already a suffix, who gets these nechosim? Omri beishame yachloiku yershei habal behem. So, the shaila is, what's the difference if she's alive or dead? That's one problem in this Mishnah. That's one problem. Rashi doesn't delve into the terutzim that are mentioned to fend for this problem. But kaponim, that's what it is. When she's alive, So Lemaisa we paskin that she's permitted to sell the Nichsei Meluk, the Peiris Nichsei Meluk, and doesn't have any schus in the Peiris. But when she dies, now there's a suffix who yarshens the Nichsei Meluk, the Yavam or Beis Avio. Meforish nami, the Gemara also says in Perek HaChoylitz, the davke nochkat yachloiku yershe habal im yershe ha'ov benichse meluk. That this, what Beis Shammai said yachloiku, is only speaking about nichse meluk. Avol Yershei Ha'ov lo yachloiku b'ksubas abal. But the Yershei Ha'ov will not get a chelik b'ksubas abal. V'afal gav denokat reishe mayasu b'ksuboso tanye v'shofko. That means Rashi is saying that the loshen yachloiku yershei habal im yershei ha'ov would seem that the Iker, the Svarach Itzayin, is that it should belong to the Yoshei Ha'ov. Yachloiku Yoshei Ha'bal Im Yoshei. No, no, no. The Yoshei Ha'bal take a chelik, a half of what the Yoshei Ha'ov would seem to have to take. So that's a simon that was speaking about Nichsei Meluk. That misforach itzayne the Yoshei Ha'ov should be bailim, afal piken yachloiku Yoshei Ha'bal im Yoshei Ha'ov. Ma she'enken Rashi says by nichsei tzayin balzo, we're not speaking at all what the din of nichsei tzayin balzo. That's the second of what Rashi says. The davke noked yachloiku Yoshei Ha'ov benichsei meluk. Avol Yoshei Ha'ov leyachloiku b'ksubas ha'bal. There's not enough yachloiku. Even though we started off, what is the din? But we didn't answer it. According to Beis Shammai. That is what Beis Shammai holds. U'Beis Hillel oimrim, now Beis Hillel say three dinim. Nechosem becheskoson, uksube becheskes Yoshei Ha'bal, nechosem anichnosem vayoytzim imo becheskas Yoshei Ha'ov. Let us see Rashi. Ubeisiloim nechosem detzoin barzel, we're talking about three in Yonim. Nechosem detzoin barzel becheskoson. Now, Rashi says, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Ubebaba Basra, Peirik Mishemais, Meforish, Becheskas, Mihem Murzokim. It's Becheskas, who is Murzik in these Nechosim. Timna Nichsei Tzayim Basra. Now, let us just give a Shtikal Agdome. And we'll see more in Tosfos. The Gemara Baba Basra is speaking about a case as follows. Nofal habayis olov al ishtoi. His wife and the husband and wife were in the house, and the house fell on both of them, and both of them died. And we have here an Eretz Techoshe Mishpat problem. Who died first? Now, if she died first, so Yashin Tzah. If he died first, so everything belongs to her. And so her Yashin will get it. So there it says in the Mishnah, by Nichsei Tzayim Balzo, Nechosim Beches Kosom. And the Gemara explains three pshotim, what becheskoson means. Beforish becheskas mi heim merzokim. Who is murzik in the nifsei tzayim barzul? I becheskas yershei habal. Should I say the yershei habal are considered murzokim hoyo bachriyusen olof, since they're responsible and the achrayis of the nichsei tzayim balzo, so we consider that the nichsei tzayim balzo is becheskosom. Oy becheskas yoshei yeisha shahoyu shalom, or we go like shira morika before this was brought in, so it came from hamishpocha. So there the morikame. Al koponim, so nechosim beches kosom, Rashi learns pshat according to Beis Hillel. This is nichsei tzayim balzel beches kosom. Whatever ches kosom means in mishemeis, ches kosom means over here. The Val Rashi brought down two pshotim, or becheskas yoshei abal, or becheskas yoshei isha. Uksubo becheskas yoshei abal. Ksubo so becheskas yoshei abal. Now, what is this speaking about? Mone umesayim betoisvis sheruuyin lovei lo Michel Baal, the ksuba that should have been paid from the Michel Baal, becheskas yershei habal, let us say this is called becheskas hayovel. So mamela, the ksuba does not have to be paid. The ksuba does not have to be paid. Ksuba's mona mesayim does not have to be paid. The chosim anichnosim vayetzimimo becheskas yershei haov. The Nichsei Maluk goes all the way to the Yershei Ha'ov, her Yershin. Period. So we have so far in the Mishnah, we're talking about there is a suffix, what Chusim the Yovam has in the Nichsei Tzembaus and Nichsei Maluk and the In the Ksube, so we have here a machloikis, Beis Shammai says, the Nichsei Tzein Basel, you say, Yachloiko, they didn't speak about the Nichsei Tzein Basel. Nichsei Maluk, you say, Yachloiko, and Beis Hillel differentiated. Nichsei Maluk is Becheskes Yershei Ho'ot. The Ksube is Becheskes Yershei Abal. And the Nichsei Tzein Basel is a machlikas in the Gemara in Baba Basra, is it Becheskes Yershei HaBaal because he was Mekabel Achayis Anot, or Becheskes Yershei HaIsha because it was there before she got married. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Heiniach Ochiv Mois. Now this is talking about new story. Here we're not talking about a Shemeres Yovam anymore. Here we're talking about after Yibum. We're talking about after Yibum. Now, Hiniach Ochiv Mois. The mace left over, let's explain Oisavenik the Mishnah, then we'll see Rashi. Hiniach Ochiv Mois. The mace left over Mois, which is Metaltum. That's what he left over. Now, all the mois that he left over is mishubit for her ksuba. All the mois he left over, even though the ksuba is mosayim, he left over $10,000, it's garnished. The $10,000 is mishubit for her ksuba. So memele, so these $10,000 is a keren, which the yovam can, with miyavim her already, but these $10,000 that are coming in from the mace, these $10,000 cannot be sold. This has to be put away for her ksuba. This is mishubit for her ksuba. But al koponim, it's a shot, they shouldn't get any profit from these $10,000. So the din is, yilkach bem karka, v'hu eichel peiris. So we're going to buy for the $10,000 a karka that's worth $10,000, and then the revochim that'll come out, so he'll eat the peiris. He's a yovim, there's a schus achilas peiris. Peiris atlushim in a karka, the same halacha applies if the mace left over peiris tlushim. Yilkach ben karke, v'hu oichel peiris. Same din, it's meshubit for haksubit. Amr chuborim bekarke. Now, what if the mace left over, peiris mechuborim bekarke? Now, so lechayre, Omar Rameya, Shomin oisan kame in yofin bepeiris kame in yofin beloi peiris. Vahamoisa yilkar bem karka voichel peiris. So Rameya, we had this Rameya before already. That means that, so this Yisrin Shavius is also, it's karka, so it's also mishubit for a ksubit. So we go and this Yisrin will invest in a karka and he'll be eating peiris from this karka. The Chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say, Peiris Amurchuborim Bekarke Shaloi. That he can, so the Ivrim, the Gemara, means that he can take these peres. Now, this is very difficult to understand. What do you mean he can take this peres? The peres of mechaborim is karkes, mechubel karkes. So my mail is meshubet for ksubes. What pshat shaloi? This is, that means bishloim before we were talking about and hilchas nichse meluk. That if she yarshened after the nesuim peres mechaborim bekarkes, Rachamim say that these peres, since it's her kake, he has a right to eat these peres. But over here, everything is meshubet for the ksube. So the Gemara says shalo. It's a grais, not shaloi. It's shalo that forget it's like Rameya says, everything is hers. Memel though by karka and hubiyoichol peres. Hatlushim in a karka. But now the Chachamim Achilik and Rameya by metaltalim, and they hold metaltalim is not meshubit luksuboso. Katlushim min akarke. So if it's not meshubed l'ksuboso, so here we'll see an interesting halacha. Kol hakoidem zocha bohem. Kodem hu zocha, kodmo hi yulkach bem karke vuhu oichel peiris. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yulkach bem karke lefi sheksuboso al nichsei bay laharishin kedektani lekamon. That means she is goyve her ksube from the nichsei bay laharishin lefikach nichsei hameis achroin leksuboso. The nechosim of the meis achroi for her ksube. Elo, so Mamel, that's why he can't, Elo Shayov, Meichel Peres, and Miyabi Mois. If he's Miyab Mois, he has a schus Achilles Peres, but he can't sell it. Uke Sova, Metaltali, Mishtabdi, Luxuba, Ramei holds Metaltali, is Mishubad Luxuba, so Mamel, he can't sell these Metaltalim, because it's Mishubad for Luxuba, but, the Bayakak, Meichel Peres. Shaman Oisim, Sova, Kolmasha, Godlo, Bishus, Ameis. Achroin leksube, it's achroi for the ksube. It's a mamel da bayakad for eichu peyos. Vachachomim oimrim, peyos hamachoborim lekalke shaloi, bigmore porich alo, and the gmore is gere shalo. Now, what is, if the mace left over peyos tlushim, is the chachomim old kola koidim bemzoch. Kasova metaltali liksube loy mishtabdi. They hold that metaltalim are not mishubid liksube. Ele imkein tofso umichaim debal bin entvisik ed lakamon bakaisit. It's only mishubid liksuboso if when her husband was alive, she was typhus these metaltalim. That they should become meshubet for ksubet. Then these metaltalim are meshubet. And then it's meshubetake. For the nami, but if she wasn't typhusid, so these metaltalim are not meshubet, so then it's shaloi. He yarshins nichsei ochiv, and it's not meshubet to her, since it's metaltalim. For who are the nami, the pligi aksofim, Israel kaksofim also, the maishno ksofim I peres lushim. Rehi ki ishtoi meforish bigmore. Oh, this is further. Boi chopers. Konzo. Now, eftis miyamare ki ishtoi lechodov. Bilvad, so that means she's like his wife, who got be all in yonim. Belvad she takes subosa al nichsei by lahorishin. There's one difference between a wife and a yevome, that a wife that is meshubah to give from his nechosim the ksube. And here, the ksube is al nichsei by lahorishin. That means she's married. She was married to the first husband. So his she has to be gave her ksube from the nechosim of the first husband. That's the difference between her and the normal wife. But it means his nechosim are not meshubit for ksuba. Her first husband's nechosim. Yeah, now. Lo yaimelo. Now, we just said before that the nichsei habal are meshubid for her ksube. Lo yaimelo areg subosayich munachas ala shulchan. He'll be miyached certain peiris or nechosim. They'll say, this is meshubid for your ksube. That's it. And all the rest I'll take already. He can't do such a thing. Alakol nechosov achroim leksubos. All the nechosim achroim leksubos. V'chein lo yoyma odom leishta. Here we're speaking about a yavam shouldn't say this to his wife, to the yavam. Eh? And the same thing, a husband shouldn't say this to his wife. He shouldn't say leksubosayich munachas al shulchan. Alakol nechosov achroim leksubos. Girsha, so if the Yarshund, let's say the Nichsei Hameis were worth, let's say, $10,000, so we said the $10,000 is Meshubid for her Ksube. Girsha, he gave her a get, Ein la Ella Ksube, so now she'll only have the Ksube, and the rest of the Nechosim after she gets the Ksube is his. Hirzira, what happens if he gave her a get and he remarried her, and as yet he didn't pay back the old the first ksube, but he that means he gave her a get. She owes her a ksube, but she has their patience. In the meantime, he decided to remarry her. Arehi kechol anoshim, so this aloche applies by all noshim, ve'ein lo elo ksuba bilvat. She'll only, the old ksuba will function again. There's no, it doesn't owe her two ksubas. The first ksuba that was as yet not paid for her, that will be the ksuba for the second ishus, and this is by all noshim like this. We'll have to see what the chiddush is by a yevamim. Let's see what does Rashi say. Kol nechosav sheirish me'achiv gir shalivim toy la'acher shekonsa ein lo elo ksube avol kolzman sheloy girsho. That means if he remarried her, so it's with the understanding that he'll pay back the ksuba rishoin. B'gmore porich, lomali lashmina b'yevome. Why does he have to tell me this halacha by yevome? What is the difference? I mean, the second issues, this is no more yevome anymore. This is, he's remarrying her. So why should this be different than every issue?